The Executive Director of the Institute for Economic Affairs, IEA, Mrs. Jean Mensah, says the Institute still stands by its intention to have a debate between the two leading parties, NDC and MPP. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mrs. Mensah said apart from the debate between the two, there will also be other segments for parties without representation in Parliament. She said no firm date for the debate have been decided, adding that the IEA will engage the political parties to discuss the modalities. Mrs. Mensah spoke to Agatha Samuel.
For every election year, the IEA has always launched its election program before engaging in consultations with the parties, and this year is no different. It therefore comes as a surprise to us that parties would indicate that they haven't been consulted. And I believe that it's as a result of some misinformation, I would say, because I believe when we launched our program, we were clear and emphatic that we would continue to have the debate for political parties with representation in Parliament, namely the NDC, the MPP, the PNC and the CPP. However, we indicated that we were keen to introduce a new segment of the program, and that would focus on the two leading candidates. I like to say emphatically that over the last several years, the IEA's board gives us the go-ahead to launch our election program, and we have not done that in consultation with anybody.
So now that they have come out with these concerns, what is next for the IEA?
We would continue to engage them. I think that, in our view, it's uncalled for. We need not waste time on this. We all know that every 4 years we have debates. We would work with the party to host the debate. That's what we've done for many years.
And still, we will have a debate between the president and Nana Akufo-Addo.
That's the intention, that after we have the debates between all four, public pressure is leaning towards having a debate among the two leading candidates. That's the intention, to have a debate between the two.
Some of the parties have also raised issues for being excluded in the debates, for example, the PPP.
We mentioned during the launch that this year we are considering including some of the non-parliamentary parties. And again, this is something we were very emphatic on. And we indicated that we had, you know, various platforms, the evening encounters, that provided a one-on-one platform for each candidate to outline their vision in about 25 to 30 minutes, engage directly with a cross-section of the electorate. This is also covered live, and we indicated that some of the non-parliamentary parties would have the opportunity to showcase their vision and their programs on this platform. We also mentioned that we were keen to have a debate for non-parliamentary parties. And I know that some of them have raised the objection that if they don't sit with those in Parliament, then they won't participate. And what I ask myself is, how does sitting with somebody in Parliament rub off you? It is the content, what you have to offer, your answers, your vision, your pronouncements for development and for governing this country. That matters.